I was recently asked to rank my favorite male leads in the hit series Bridgerton, which got me thinking, who's my favorite male lead in a Turkish romantic comedy? And after a lot of reflection, I have an answer. Let's get into it. Welcome back to Just Dizzies. My name is Marjani, and today I'm diving into a topic I've been dying to talk about. My favorite male lead in a Turkish rom-com. That honor goes to none other than John DeVeet, the unforgettable lead of the hit series Erken Sikush, which, depending on where you're watching, is also known by its English titles Early Bird or Daydreamer. If you're not already familiar, Erken Sikush originally aired from 2018 to 2019 and quickly became an international sensation. It had everything. A swoon-worthy romance, electric chemistry between the leads, hilarious supporting characters, and a soundtrack that still lives rent-free in my head. It was also the very first Turkish drama I ever watched, and it kickstarted my obsession with Turkish TV. And even after watching so many other Turkish shows, Erken Sikush still holds a spot in my top three favorite dizzies, especially when it comes to rom-coms. But it's not just the nostalgia. This show did something pretty groundbreaking. It gave us a male lead who flipped the script on everything we've come to expect from the romantic hero archetype. John DeVeet, played to perfection by the ridiculously charming John Yaman, isn't just a standout character. He's the gold standard. So let's talk about why John gave us a new blueprint for what a male lead in a romantic drama can be. For decades, the romantic male lead has followed a very specific and, let's be honest, pretty toxic formula. He's the so-called alpha male, which has become shorthand for a particular brand of masculinity, controlling, emotionally unavailable, and deeply possessive. You've seen him before, the domineering CEO, the brooding mafia boss, the heir to a powerful family, the tribal leader with a temper, and somehow those red flags get framed as desirable. His possessiveness, that's devotion. His jealousy, that's love. His emotional distance, just waiting for the right woman to unlock his heart. Now look, I'm not judging. I've definitely enjoyed my share of dark and toxic romances, especially when the writing is strong and the chemistry sizzles. I fully believe you can enjoy the fantasy without wanting any of that toxicity in real life. And I've shipped plenty of problematic couples, guilt-free. But I bring up this well-worn trope to highlight just how different Erken Sikush feels, and how John DeVeet, in particular, stands out. On paper, John checks all the alpha boxes. He's a successful, world-famous photographer taking over his family's company. He's tall, athletic, confident, intense, and completely magnetic. The setup practically screams, "Powerful man tames quirky, free-spirited woman." But that's not the story we get. Instead, John DeVeet becomes something rare, a romantic male lead who subverts the toxic alpha mold while still embodying all the confidence, status, and charisma of a leading man. We see this most clearly in the workplace, which is where much of the first season unfolds. In the very first episode, John steps in as CEO of his father's ad agency, a setup that, in most romance dramas, is just an excuse for the male lead to become a tyrant. The wealthy, powerful boss character usually rules with ego, intimidation, or emotional coldness. Erken Sikush sets up that expectation and then completely dismantles it. When John takes over, he doesn't storm in demanding loyalty or obedience. He watches, he listens, he earns trust. His authority doesn't come from his title, it comes from his talent, his integrity, and his ability to lead without ego. He's already respected as a world-renowned photographer, but instead of resting on that reputation, he proves himself in real time. And people follow him because they want to, not because they're afraid of him. Under John's leadership, the office transforms into a collaborative space, a major contrast to the high-stress, hierarchical workplaces we usually see in dramas. He doesn't isolate himself in some glass-walled office issuing cold directives. He's in the trenches with his team, brainstorming ideas, encouraging creativity, and making it clear that everyone's voice matters. And one of the clearest examples of this is his relationship with Sanem, the female lead of the show and John's love interest. She starts off working for his agency at the bottom of the office hierarchy, literally making tea and running errands. But John quickly sees her potential. Not only does he notice her talent, he creates space for her to grow. He elevates her, not just because he's interested in her romantically, but because he genuinely believes in her creativity. Now, compare that to the typical male boss character in this genre. He's either cold to the woman to maintain distance or asserts control over her to make sure she knows her place. If she's the love interest, the dynamic usually turns uncomfortable fast. Lots of passive-aggressive put-downs, unprofessional tension, or manipulative tests of loyalty. John never does that. He never humiliates Sanem, never uses his position to assert power over her, even when she makes mistakes, and she absolutely does. His reaction isn't to belittle her or assert dominance. Instead, he mentors her. He corrects without being condescending. And his belief in her as a writer is one of the major forces that helps her evolve. It's also notable that John never leans on physical intimidation. He doesn't have henchmen to do his bidding or forcefully impose his will. He doesn't throw his weight around. His size and strength are never used as a threat. Not in the office, not in his relationships. His power comes from a calm, grounded presence, not from aggression. There's a scene early on where Fabry, a sleazy rival businessman, tries to aggressively pursue Sanem and poach her for his own company. The usual alpha male playbook would call for John to threaten him with violence. But instead, John protects Sanem in a way that's strategic and respectful. He makes it very clear that he won't allow Fabry to push her around, but he also gives her the agency to handle Fabry's unwanted attention herself. That balance between protection and respect is rare, and it's exactly what makes John's leadership feel so fresh. Erkensi Kush is quietly making a statement. A man can be powerful, respected, and magnetic without being domineering. John DeVeet's team genuinely likes him. They trust him. And that's the kind of leadership that inspires loyalty and creativity, not fear. The show doesn't shout it, but the message is clear. True strength isn't about how many people you can control. It's about how many people you can lift up. John's romantic relationship with Sanem is where Erkensi Kush truly flips the alpha male trope on its head. In most romance stories, we see the same dynamic. A powerful man gets the woman. It's framed like a conquest, where he protects, provides, and ultimately controls. Her career and dreams fade into the background of his story, at least until the end of the series. But this show builds something different, something bolder. A love story rooted in mutual growth, where neither partner has to shrink to make space for the other. From the start, John is drawn to Sanem, not as a prize to be won, but as someone whose spirit he deeply admires. Yes, the story does kick off with that passionate anonymous kiss, but his real feelings evolve when he gets to know her, her creativity, her values, her chaotic charm. And most importantly, he never tries to fix or tame any of it. That's rare. In so many dramas, a quirky or free-spirited woman is treated like someone who needs to be corrected. But John sees Sanem's eccentricity as her greatest strength, and he protects it. His instinct isn't to mold her into a version of herself that fits his world. It's to support the version that's already thriving in hers. One of the clearest examples of this is how he champions her dream of becoming a writer. In most rom-coms, her ambition would either be a charming side plot or something she gives up halfway through the relationship. But not here. John is Sanem's loudest cheerleader. He doesn't just nod along when she talks about writing. He creates real opportunities for her to grow. He promotes her from an errand runner to a copywriter, pushes her ideas in meetings, and celebrates her wins without a trace of ego. Her success isn't a threat to him, it's a joy. And this support extends beyond the office. John doesn't pull Sanem away from her world. He steps into it. He gets to know her family. He respects her ties to her community. He never tries to reshape her into some polished CEO's girlfriend trope. In fact, he makes it clear he doesn't want to replace the life she had. He just wants to be a part of it. Even when they argue, and let's be real, their fights are both hilarious and dramatic. John's first instinct isn't to punish or withdraw. It's to communicate. He asks questions. He gives her space. He respects her boundaries, even when Sanem is constantly pushing him away or giving him mixed signals. And when his trust is broken, he doesn't spiral into revenge or games. He expresses his pain, yes, but from a place of vulnerability, not pride. There's a moment after their first breakup when Sanem quits her job at the agency. However, John, although still heartbroken from her betrayal, still pleads with her to stay at the agency. Not for him, but for her. He knows how much potential she has, and he doesn't want their personal issues to derail her career. And crucially, he keeps their issues private. He never weaponizes his position as her boss to retaliate or diminish her. That's what makes this relationship so revolutionary in the rom-com space. Love, in Erkensi Kush, isn't about ownership. It's about partnership. About two whole people choosing to support each other's freedom, not fear it. John doesn't need to clip Sanem's wings to feel secure. He wants her to fly, even if it means flying alone. That's confidence. That's maturity. And that's what makes their dynamic so refreshing. Now, does all of this mean that John is a perfect green flag male lead? Absolutely not. While he avoids many of the toxic traits we often see in romantic heroes, he's still deeply flawed. And that's part of what makes him feel real. One thing that consistently frustrated me was his inability to set boundaries with his ex-girlfriends, especially Polen. Early in the series, John and Poland are clearly in some sort of situationship, not fully together, but not fully casual either. To his credit, John ends things with her as soon as he realizes his feelings for Sanem. He's clear, he's respectful, he doesn't string Poland along. But here's the issue, he doesn't follow through. Poland continues to insert herself into his life, blatantly trying to block his relationship with Sanem. And instead of firmly shutting that down, John allows it to play out. Whether it's out of guilt, discomfort, or a desire to be seen as the good guy, it creates tension. Not just for Sanem, but for the audience. It's a behavior I've seen in real life too. Men who don't want to be perceived as cruel, so they stay friends with their exes without acknowledging how that blurs lines and prevents true closure. It's not malicious, but it's careless, and it complicates everything. But that's not his only blind spot. The John we meet at the beginning of the series is someone who sees the world in black and white. He's idealistic to a fault, especially when it comes to honesty. Once his trust is broken, he doesn't just get hurt, he shuts down completely. His instinct isn't to repair, it's to retreat. That emotional avoidance becomes painfully clear at the end of season one. Instead of working through a rough patch with Sanem, John just abandons her. He literally walks away, not just from her, but from his home, his family, his responsibilities. And that decision feels especially cruel because it's not just about heartbreak. It's about his unwillingness to sit with discomfort. But here's the thing. He eventually learns and grows. Over the course of the series, through all the ups and downs with Sanem, John is forced to confront the parts of himself he's been running from. He begins to see the gray areas. He becomes more forgiving. He starts to understand that love isn't always clean or logical. It's messy, vulnerable, and requires patience, both with others and with yourself. And that evolution is what sets him apart. Unlike the stagnant alpha male, whose flaws are often romanticized or left unexamined, John's growth is part of the story. His flaws aren't just obstacles for the plot, they're catalysts for his transformation. He makes mistakes, he apologizes, he changes. By the end of the show, the man we see is someone who's no longer running, from others or from himself. He's aligned with Sanem not just romantically, but emotionally and philosophically. They share values, passions, and a vision for how to live their lives together. And that's the point. John's journey shows that masculinity isn't about perfection. It's about commitment, humility, and the willingness to evolve. So those are the reasons why, in my opinion, John DeVeet remains the best male lead in a Turkish romantic comedy. Yes, he checks all the classic boxes. He's powerful, charismatic, successful. But what makes him unforgettable is how he redefines what those traits mean. He doesn't minimize his strength or confidence. He reimagines them through empathy, respect, and emotional maturity. John DeVeet doesn't subvert the alpha trope by being its opposite. He subverts it by being a better version of it, one that leads with kindness instead of control and builds love through partnership instead of power. And in doing so, he helps Erken Sekiz stand out not just as a wildly entertaining rom-com, but as one of the most thoughtful and progressive ones in the genre. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Did Erken Sekiz leave the same impression on you as it did on me? Was John DeVeet a standout male lead, or do you have a different favorite? Who do you think sets the gold standard for romantic heroes in Turkish dramas? You can drop your thoughts and hot takes over on Instagram or Facebook. Just search for @JustDizzies. Thanks for listening. And I'll catch you next time.